And we're back, ladies, gentlemen, from everywhere around the world. We are, I don't know, four away? Four away from 900. So today, this small episode is going to be our horoscope forecast catch-up. So let's get to it. I want to say sorry about my absence. It's been hell. But thanks for sticking with us. Weekly forecast. Okay, here we are. It would be better if we just had some background noise. Let's see. From July 19th to the 25th, we're moving very, very, very quickly into August. So, Monday afternoon, the new moon occurred in the sign of Cancer. So this first new moon in Cancer, let's go back first. It looks like there's a lot to go back on. Okay. Let's start with last week's first. So, last quarter moon. It occurred on the 12th. I believe we were not on. All right, Sunday evening, the last quarter moon is exact when the sun was in Cancer and formed a square with the moon in Aries. The last quarter moon phases points to some sort of crisis of consciousness after basking in the awareness symbolized by the full light of the moon at the time of the last week's full moon. We disperse our knowledge and come to a point when we need to sort out what works for us and what doesn't in preparation for next week's new moon when something new is born once again. This is not a best time to start a major project, as the decreasing light of the moon symbolizes descent into unconsciousness. It is time to begin finishing up the details of that which was conceived at the last new moon. What revelations did you have last week? What did they mean for you, and what can be done now? Very good questions. So, last quarter moon, July 12th. This phase of the moon occurred at 21 degrees and 3 minutes of Aries, forming an opposition with the sun at 21 degrees and 3 minutes of Cancer, affecting people born with personal planets and points approximately 19 to 23 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. God damn it. I'm in there. Now, on July 20th, we had the sun and moon conjunction with the new moon, and on the 27th, which will be in 3 days, at 8:32 a.m., we will have the sun squaring the moon in the first quarter moon. Now, the sun is in Cancer from June 20th to July 22nd. We are self-protective and insular under this influence. Under our attention turns to our nest, our families, homes, and anything that makes us feel at home, safe, and secure. Nurturing and taking care of our loved ones, our pet projects come into focus. Emotions run deep, and we are more susceptible to the ups and downs of the moon while the sun is in Cancer. So, the sun is in Leo from July 22nd to August 22nd. In Leo, the sun is proud, outgoing, and playful. The Leo sun, is intensely individual, not content with simply being just one of the team. It's time to shine, add a touch of color and drama to our lives, and perform like the flowers and the fruit of the season, blossoming and ripened. This is a time when we want to enjoy ourselves and express ourselves. We are more generous and grand in our gestures and attitudes. On the shadow side, we can also be self-centered and vain. Mercury is in Cancer from May 28th to August 4th. This is longer than usual due to Mercury's retrograde from June 18th to July 12th. When Mercury is in Cancer, we move from the desire for quantity to the need of for quality. In terms of the information that we are attracted to, we think, speak, and take in information on the deeper, more instinctive level now. We have less interest in what is universal and more interest in what affects us personally and what affects people around us. Our thoughts are colored by our emotions, so it is more challenging to be objective. Venus is in Gemini from April 3rd to August 7th. This is longer than usual due to the retrograde phase of Venus from May 13th to June 25th, which ended with Venus in Gemini. We have a finger in every pie. That's what she said. Curiosity motivates us on romantic and social levels. Variety is a spice of life. That's the attitude now. We are sociable, communicative, and interested. We can be animated and fun, but may also keep our distance on an emotional level. Attractions now may begin with the words, as we tend to bond more readily on a mental level with Venus and Gemini. The shadow side of Gemini is fickleness. Mars is in Aries from June 27, 2020 to January 6, 2021. This is longer than usual due to the retrograde of Mars from September 9th to November 13th, 2020. Mars feels at home in one of these signs that it rules Aries, and therefore its power is boosted. Our energy is spontaneous, forward-looking, and even courageous under this influence. Our competitive spirit is well-developed, and our goal is to win. We are active, single-minded, and confident. Our actions are direct. We instinctively find the fastest way to get from point A to point B. The shadow side of Mars in Aries is the tendency to be impatient, arrogant, impulsive, short-lived, unreflective, and self-centered. Jupiter entered Capricorn on December 2nd, 2019, and will transit the sign until December 19, 2020. Saturn has returned to the sign of Capricorn in retrograde motion early July. In 2020, Saturn divides the time between signs of Capricorn and Aquarius. Saturn transits Capricorn until March 21st, 2020, and then finishes up its transit from July 1st to December 17th, 2020. Saturn transits Aquarius from March 21st to July 1st, 2020, and then later from December 17th, 2020 to March 7th, 2023. Very busy Jupiter and Saturn. Let's read. So, Jupiter enters Capricorn on December 2nd, 2019, and stays in this cardinal Earth sign until December 19, 2020. See how this transit affects the signs of the zodiac later. First, we're going to look into what Capricorn means for us in general. General trends, Jupiter aspects while in Capricorn, business, and love. Jupiter's effects are to expand our experiences, our knowledge, and our understanding. Jupiter represents optimism and growth, generosity, and abundance. In Sagittarius, Jupiter urged us to increase our cultural and spiritual awareness, to expand our higher minds, to broaden our experiences, and to have faith in the universe. Now, with Jupiter in Capricorn, a new focus comes into play. Capricorn is an earth sign. With an earth sign, Jupiter, we are practically realists, and they need to visualize the results in order to feel motivated to achieve them. This is how we grow and expand. We are doers who are not easily lured by the get-rich-quick schemes. During this cycle, we are not risk takers. We need direction, clear goals, and strong plans, and we need valuable, tangible results. Jupiter in Capricorn, we attract the best good fortune when we organize and direct, conduct ourselves with integrity, and employ an ethical and mature approach. We need to take a disciplined, committed, step-by-step approach to the realization of our goals. We have a strong need for concrete results. Our attitude towards work and practical, realistic action is positive. Our attitudes and values concerning religion, moral conduct, education, and politics are rather conservative and traditional during this cycle. Our judgment is prudent, and mature, but we may lack the imagination or risk-taking attitude that helps us to innovate at times. We need to learn to be more flexible and tolerant of weaknesses during this transit. We should also watch for the overly self-serving approach. Jupiter is in its fall in the sign of the Capricorn. In other words, it is not at the happiest, most expansive position in the Saturn-ruled sign. Because Jupiter's nature is extravagant, we must guard against too much. Jupiter's zeal can supersede moderation at times. It can expand the more negative qualities of a sign just as it can expand the positive traits. Its zeal and enthusiasm are well-intentioned, but it can blind us to our immoderate behaviors. In Capricorn, we can be materialistic and miserly, especially as it aligns with Pluto in Capricorn. During this course of its transit of the sign, we may be quite power-hungry or status-conscious during this period. These are things to watch for. However, the higher vibration or expression of Jupiter seeks perspective. Jupiter's perspective isn't a detached, analytical, or detailed look at any given situation, but an overview. A look at the big picture. With Jupiter, ideally, we are able to rise above pettiness, mundane concerns, inconveniences, and the like. Where Jupiter is currently transiting in your own chart is generally where you are inclined to find the joy at this stage of your development. The area of your life expands and improves in some manner, and there is also a need for new tools to develop these areas of life. In order to develop, we need to pursue our goals with determination, ambition, responsibility, and common sense. Jupiter in Capricorn, we value achievement in the long term, and we're especially proud of ourselves. When we're taking responsibility for ourselves, we succeed through resourcefulness and reducing waste. We may very well get a window into areas where we may have been limiting ourselves due to wasting our time, energy, and resources. Some form of streamlining is important at this time, particularly with Saturn's transit of Capricorn taking place concurrently for most of Jupiter and Capricorn transit. During this Jupiter and Capricorn cycle, we particularly value integrity, common sense, practicality, patience, reflection, wisdom, precision, discretion, restraint, reliability, self-control, and self-reliance. Jupiter in Capricorn is a time for pouring extra attention into the structures that hold us up. We are shrewd, strategic, and careful. We may take great pleasure in establishing more order in our lives and in the performance of our duties. Jupiter in Capricorn is opportunistic, perhaps revealing to us in areas where we might turn a profit, turn around, and repurpose. We may see more Capricorn themes and topics in the media as we become more and more fascinated with Capricorn energies. Health issues with the Jupiter are usually related to excesses, while Capricorn issues are often connected to the knee or bones, to obstructions, rheumatism, or arthritis, or issues related to melancholia. It's possible that latent problems in these areas can magnify during the Jupiter transit. Take some supplements and rest as much as you can. Energetically speaking, Jupiter and Capricorn are not particularly a good match. However, this with Saturn and Capricorn concurrently for most of the transit, Saturn does leave Capricorn briefly from March 21st to July 1st in 2020, and Jupiter helps to create more joy and pleasure in pursuing our goals. Now, Saturn returned to the sign of Capricorn in retrograde motion early July. Saturn divides its time between the signs Capricorn and Aquarius. Saturn transits Capricorn until March 21st, 2020, and then finishes up its transit from July 1st to December 17th. So what does this mean for us? Saturn will occupy the sign of Capricorn from the 19th to December to March 21st. Well, it was from December 19th, 2017 to December, what was it? From December 19th, 2017 to March 21st, 2020. It's going to finish up its transit from July 1st to December 17th, 2020. Blah, that was a lot of mixed up wording there. Tongue twisters. Now,